Yeah, Shvi of Chayesara is a fascinating brief aliyah, which is really all about Yishmael, and that very fact itself really intrigued the Mefarshim with respect to, you know, why it is we would spend this time on Yishmael and why we'd count the years of Yishmael's life. Ve'ela told us Yishmael ben Avraham, Asher Yalda Hagar Mitzrit Shivchasar Ali Avraham, and culminating Ve'ela Shnei Chaye Yishmael Matshana Shlishim Shana B'Sheva Shanim, Vayigva Vayamos Vayasef El Amav Vayishkinu Mechavila Adshura Asher Al Pnei Mitzrayim, Vavacha Asura Al Pnei Cholechav Nafal. So one approach that we find in the Mefarshim, the Rashbam and the Radak take this approach, but this is all really the Chavod Avram. After all, as the Radak notes, Lefi Shehaya Bechoro, and even if Yishmael wasn't the perfect person, Afal Pi Shehaya Ben Ashivcha Avram Ahivo, Lefi Shehaya Bechoro, Bircho Hakel, Bavuro, Vitzlicho Kemo Shamar, Vayki Elokim Esanar Vayigdal, Veholid Shnei Masar Nisim. And likewise, the Rashbam echoes that sentiment. Ve'ela Shnei Chayei Yishmael, Chachamim Pirshu, Lama Nivnu Shnosav Shal Yishmael. It's a question that's raised in the Gemara Masech Yevamos and Megillah. Lefi Apshah, Lechvodo Shal Avram, Holiness Parishas Leidaso, Ve'Avram Ben Shmonim Shana V'Shei Shanim, V'Gam Shas Milaso. So we have a similar trend. So that's one school of thought, and the Rishonim is to say it's really not anything specific about Yishmael, but if you go back to the beginning of the Aliyah, it's Eila Toldos Yishmael Ben Avraham. It's really the Chvodo Shal Avram that we're having this discussion. Then you have a kind of a middle view, which is a view of Rashi. Rashi starts out sort of suggesting that it's not even his affiliation with Avraham, but Amar Bichia Bar Abba. Again, this is the quote from the Gemara. Nivamos Lama Nimnu Shnosav Shal Yishmael Kidei Liyachis Bahen Shnosav Shal Yaakov Min Shnosav Shal Yishmael Lamanu Shashimish Yaakov Bevei Sever Yudal Shanak Shapirish Me'aviv Kodem Shabbat Eitzel Lavan Shereik Shapirish Yaakov Me'aviv Meis Yishmael Shenemar Vayilech Esav El Yishmael. So really, it's just to tell us a very important life in the detail of an actual tzaddik of Yaakov Avinu. But then Rashi comes back, Vayigva Vayamos Vayasef El Amav Lo Nemra Gevia Ela B'Tzadikim, reaffirming what we said in the previous aliyah, namely Yishmael Asa Tshuva, contributing to the Seva Tova of Avram Avinu. But the Ramban, Kedarko, sees in this not a secondary or a tertiary significance, whether it's L'chvodo Shel Avram, or, you know, in terms of Yaakov Avinu's life, but he sees intrinsic value. And the Ramban begins by considering the possibility, Akaru B'derech HaPshat, Ki HaKasav Yisaber B'vnei HaTzadikim, Toldosam, Umispar Chayehem, Lodiya Kizer HaTzadikim Yivorach, maybe it really is about Avram. Then he notes, Esav's life isn't treated the same way. And then the Ramban pivots, V'medrash Rabbosenu, B'sipor Yishmael, Tamim Rabim, V'anachon Shebehem, Sheyat Tzadik, Val Tshuva, V'sipir Bo, Kederach HaTzadikim. This is a really fascinating conceptualization. And where the Ramban argues, no, Ve'ela Shnei Chayei Yishmael is of intrinsic worth. Ma'at Shana U'Shoshim Shana V'Sheva Shanim. So I wanted to focus on this idea of, you know, Yishmael Asa Tshuva and what it represents and what I think it really does mean and why, you know, I think it's so important. You know, Sarah said correctly, as Hashem validated, Garish Hama Hazos V'Yespina Ki Lo Yirash Ben Hama Hazos Im Bini Im Yitzchak. And that was a point regarding which Sarah was not prepared to compromise. You know, and very often in life, when people have experiences when they're turned away, so, you know, it becomes a very negative and embittering experience, and, you know, people never recover from that. And I think this special din prati, if you will, of Yishmael's tshuva is that he has this experience where his father has to send him away, not because his father wanted to, but kol asher tomar lecha sarah shema v'kola, and he doesn't allow that to define him. Yishmael's tshuva is really reflective of an idea of, if I was sent out of the house of Avraham Avinu, maybe there's a reason why. And the mitzachek, you know, grows up to the point where we could say about him, Vayigva Vayamos Vayasef Elamav in Gviya Ela Bitzadikim. And instead of being a mitzachek or being malig al Yitzchak, Vayikbru Oso Yitzchak of Ishmael Banav al Maras Hamach Pela, he was Mechabed Yitzchak. He was able to take an experience of discipline and to translate that into positive and constructive development. Al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka, but hochach lechacham vayaveka. And I think that really represents for us an important point. The famous British general from the Second World War, actually Field Marshal Montgomery, said that he was well beaten and better for it. So I think we've moved away from corporeal, assault, corporal punishment in education. But that notion of being well beaten and better for it, to take discipline and, discipline seriously, hochach lechacha vayaveka, that's a special quality of Yishmael's tshuva, that he was sent away, but he ultimately finds his way back into the fold. Vayikru oso Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav. Yishmael ends up living in Be'er Lachai Roi. It's not an accident, right? The affiliation with Yishmael is something important. As Rashi quoted, when Esav wants to mollify his parents after the catastrophe of Benos Chet, right? He goes, Vayilech Esav al Yishmael. He knows that will make his father happy. And that's all to Yishmael's enormous credit, that he's able to recognize that, whatever it was that he endured because it was important, and that he wasn't reflecting, certain values, as we spoke about earlier in the week, Targum Unklus, Mitzachek, Mechayech, a certain cynicism, and his capacity to learn from that experience is to his enormous credit. And so, even though we're living in a time where, the educational and cultural winds are blowing in the direction of unmitigated ava, without any criticism, without any straight talk, certainly between parents and children and educators and pupils. So the, of course, that is very damaging, because it doesn't give people the opportunity, it doesn't really reflect belief in them that they can grow and they can improve from experiences. And the proof of the pudding, of course, is in the Haftorah, where contra, Avram, Seva Tova, Zakenu Svayamim, we're told about how terrible, David HaMelech was only 7 years old, but he's described as Zaken Ma'od, Velo Yichamlo, and he's sickly, and this is all in the context of Adoniyahu's coup d'etat, about which, the Haftorah says, Velo Atzavo Aviv Miyamav Lemor, Madua Kacha Asisa. And remember the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Dalet telling us that one of the avonos gedolos that a person has, and he must speak in biyadu asos tshuva, is a person who doesn't know how to be mochiach as banav as bnei beso. So this is something which is, extremely important in general, but even more important today when we're facing these kinds of cultural headwinds. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.